Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Should I wait, Selena? Yeah, should yeah. I? Because Courtney still hasn't watched it. Should I bring up that I watched the first episode of Heated Rivalry in this one, or should I wait for Courtney's episode? I think I could just bring it up here.
I think you can bring it up here.
This one comes out first.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just bring it up here because it's.
Oh, you're still gonna bring it up later, right?
I'll probably bring it
did
up.
Did she not funny. Watch it with you?
She has not watched it.
Oh, that's
she was
funny.
She was doing your episode of
you
URL.
You watched it in the day.
I was at home, like working from home, searching for subreddits, watching two guys go at it.
Have you ever been on that subreddit?
Yeah, two guys.
You think it'd be sexy?
That's got to be a subreddit.
Yeah. It's actually just sexy fight videos.
Sexy.
I hope we're recording this.
Probably.
Great.
All right. Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very, very special guest with us today, Noah.
What up, guys? Happy to be here.
Noah, you sat down at this desk. We've been sitting here for like 10 minutes before rolling, and we've already talked about like 10 different things that we have to come back to. First off, you said brought up Survivor, and you said the best way to watch Survivor is to watch the final three episodes.
The
only.
Final three episodes only. You like Survivor, right?
So I don't support that you do that. I don't like it. I don't greenlight it. I don't appreciate it. It's fine. I do love Survivor. I am a Survivor fan. Here's the deal. I watched Survivor when it first came out. I was like, woo. And then I stopped like everybody else. And then the pandemic hit, and then me and my husband went ham. Ham on Survivor. And now Survivor is the best character watching, best people watching, best like game. What I love about it is like there's just enough drama to keep me going where I don't feel like, oh my God, that was so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not too much drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
Do
also,
you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying because I watched the last three episodes of many seasons. It's the best way to watch it because you get kind of the climax of the actual gaming
Yes.
segment, and you also get in the last three episodes people now realizing who they kind of fucked over.
Yes.
Can I say the F word?
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
And realizing, oh, I'm going to have to do one last smart move and really try to plead my case to this jury of people that have effed over. And then you see them go in front of the live audience and try to plead their case. And it's incredible.
Okay.
You just see the fireworks at the end.
Do you think? Do you think it's better to only watch the final three, or are you saying like it's just the best part, so you don't have to bother with the previous stuff?
It lets you time travel a bit because I'm watching it on like free streaming service. So there's two different Survivor channels, two different seasons going on all the time,
yeah.
And so I can hop between them, and I just get in on like episode 14, and then I can flip back to the other one, and it's on episode 15, and so I'm able to just go back and forth and time travel through all of Survivor and just get the good parts.
This is so wild.
It's incredible.
Here's the part for me is like the ending when they plead their case to the jury. I find it to be the most cringy part.
Mm.
I actually love the beginning. I find the uncomfortableness of people feeling each other out and making allies to be like my favorite part because I like to watch the beginning and then the unraveling. So you like to watch where people have already come to clearness.
Mm-hmm.
I like the beginning where they're just like, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm a writer. And then it's like, no one knows that I'm actually an actor or whatever.
Yeah, secretly, I'm a cop. And I've been
boy,
studying.
I really got them.
Yeah, I like to watch. Yeah.
Hey, that guy's acting weird.
I think, oh, we got him.
See, I like that stuff. And then I like them going like, oh, no, I push people away. Oh, no. So you like it already when they've had the aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Because
in the same way, though, they then have to sit there and then plead to everyone and be like, I realized on this island, like, I'm someone who pushes people away, and it's been so great to grow with you, Kathy, and I'm so sorry I took those bananas and made you starve.
Like, and Kathy's like, what bananas? I'm 65, I'm a grandma, and I should win because I'm a grandma. It's like,
dude,
bitch, you're a grandma. We don't... That's fun, but you're not going to win because you're a grandma. Yeah.
Can you imagine being 65? Because I've seen it now in multiple seasons and going through the same physical challenges the other people do. It's incredible because they're not lying. You really will get like a stomach parasite because you are trapped on an island for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like you will come home with no money and the inability to gain weight for like
come
half
back
a decade.
Worse.
Like, really?
Yes.
And they're all happy about it.
They take people away because they haven't pooped in 5 days.
Yeah.
They're like, bring in the team that's like, all right, so we've checked you out. You haven't pooped in 5 days, so we're a little bit worried about that.
You've got 2 minutes to shit right now.
We're going
to... And you got to show
joking.
Your work.
I watched an old man get helicoptered out for that issue, and he was at towards the very end, and the next day he did poop, and he was at the jury, and he was fine. He could have stayed in the competition.
Oh, I watched one guy, like, leave because he didn't poop, and he was just like, no, it's my dream. And they're like, sorry, like, we don't want to risk it. If you haven't pooped yet,
they're helicoptering him away. He's trying to shit. He's like, I can do it.
He's like,
leave me.
Bring me back to the beach.
Take me back.
Okay. You're kind of slightly convincing me, but here's the deal. I won't. I want to see the beginning when they're all bright-eyed on the boat being like, going down on the ocean, and then it's all their side thing. It's like, watch out, world. I do PR, and I'm about to slay all these people.
You want to see them pre-constipation.
Yeah. I want to see pre-before the poop. You just want to see after the shit, and I'm sorry, Noah. No.
There is a charm, though, Noah, that like, and I'm so nostalgic for this, of like back in the day, before streaming, when you like would hop in halfway through a movie or hop into a TV show, and it's like, well, the first five episodes have aired. You can't go back and watch them. So right. You have to start now and just pick things up. And something about it makes it like really fun to watch.
That is true.
We don't get that anymore. So I get it.
So are you going to watch the new season with Mike White?
I'm going to hop in.
Oh God!
And Jimmy Beast. Third to last episode, and I'm gonna enjoy that season. Would you ever go on Survivor? Because you know Mari went on Survivor. Did you watch that season?
I for some reason I think I probably watched it without knowing who she was yet.
Mm-hmm. She got eliminated very early. I think they like.
I believe she was the first.
Yeah, I mean, and probably the right call. She's a threat. She's too good.
And she's also super nice, so I feel like no one would trust someone who's physically capable and legitimately nice. They're like, we don't.
Yeah. Watching this new season of Traitors, it's the biggest problem with like these types of shows is the smartest, most capable people get eliminated first.
Yep.
Because everyone's like, you're going to win. Get out of here.
Right, right. No. But the people who, not in Traitors, but Survivor, the people who are like buff and fit, they do not get eliminated. They're just held until they break apart in the merge because they need their like muscles
to get
far. Or else
no one gets coconuts.
Yeah.
For real.
No.
Like, again, in Survivor, they're all really right. competing for coconuts and bananas. I swear. I have seen Jeff Probst look someone in the eye and say, I'm so sorry, no bananas tonight. And you see that this person hasn't eaten in 40 hours.
No bananas tonight.
40 hours, no food. You just did a puzzle.
You need
and
those
you get
bananas
nothing.
To shit.
I Dude. Actually hate that you're kind of right so much because I feel like you're cheating. But it's fine. It's true. The big guys get the coconuts. And sometimes there's always like the little firecracker girl who's like, I can get the coconuts too. And it's like, girl, you can't climb that tree.
Cynthia died last night trying to get coconuts.
She was a grandma. She was never going to win.
She was 65 years old. You cannot get coconuts when you're 65.
That's why Survivor's so funny because people have this like, they almost just like fight for themselves. They're like, I'm this trope, right? Like, I'm this character, and you better watch your backs. And then they get voted off first night.
Okay. Oh. I do need to watch this show.
You
again.
Do.
I watched it back when it first started, and then I haven't
it's
watched
totally,
it.
It's totally, back then was bad.
I thought it was great. What are you talking about? It was fantastic.
It was good, but it was a little bit
I
like,
watched the Boston Rob, his first season, when he proposed at the end.
Oh my
like,
God.
I watched that. When it was airing.
That season is so good.
Yeah. Have you? Yes, it was really good.
Boston Rob's been on like 3 times.
Yeah,
no?
he has. Yeah. But there was a first time where he met his wife, Amber.
Wow.
And they fell in love and they were the final two.
Wow.
It was like Hunger Games.
You have to watch the whole season.
Dude, that's incredible. Oh my God, that's so smart.
It was really
No matter
cool.
what they win, it's a 50-50.
Exactly.
And they did.
Oh, Love it.
That's the only reason he proposed, is so that they would win.
He could split the money.
He's playing the long game.
Yeah.
Smoshmouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. Which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX. The experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.
This episode of Smoshmouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. Shane, you know that feeling when you are just vibing with someone and you think, I want to see them again?
Oh, like a friend?
Yeah, or a doctor. I had an amazing experience with my doctor that I found on ZocDoc. We hit it off. Now I use ZocDoc to find all my doctors. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality, in-network doctors so you can find someone you love.
Could ZocDoc help you find friends, too?
Whether you're looking for dermatology, dentistry, primary care, eye care, or one of the other 200-plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that's right for you.
The doctors could be my friends.
We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. And guys, I use ZocDoc and you can book an appointment within 48 hours. It is amazing. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Thanks ZocDoc for sponsoring this message.
I want to find a doctor that I love.
Please stop talking.
For sure.
Back to the show.
Okay, so before we continue, I should let people know what we're doing this episode.
Why are we here?
We are
when
doing...
I'm here, you get distracted.
No, it's great. We are going to be going over some subreddits, some other fun subreddits. We have Reddit stories where we do Am I the Asshole, all those. But I think we're digging for like some hidden gems. Some of them aren't so hidden of gems.
Yes.
One of them that I pulled is actually one of the most popular right now, but it's been kind of a recent popular subreddit. But we're going to go over some of those. However, before we continue, something else we were talking about before we started rolling is this is going to make a lot of listeners happy. I finally watched the first episode of Heated Rivalry.
Oh my God, Shane.
Yeah, it's good. It was pretty much what I expected. I will say the sex scene stuff wasn't as intense as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not
I think people.
As I
think people watch it and they're like, they don't normally watch stuff like that. So they're like, whoa, have you seen it? And I think that's them like coming to terms with that they also watched it. And it's like, yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
Bro, that's great marketing. If I was on the marketing team, I'd be like, oh my God, we need to get as many people who are like so surprised and just blow that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's such great. I haven't seen it, but is the hockey good?
There's not been a lot of
good
hockey.
Question.
Not a lot
there's
of hockey
a surprisingly,
in the first episode.
There's not much hockey.
There's
in the first
a lot of
it's a lot of like the
playing?
Stuff around the hockey,
yes.
Right? Like the getting drafted, what team you're going to, the practices, the sponsorships, kind of like everything around the sport, but not as much of a sports show.
It's more like the training that it takes to be a hockey player or like the lifestyle that it takes to be a hockey player vibes. I would say they touch on that, but it's mainly about them.
It's
their story.
It's far more focused on them. I hope there's some more sports stuff. I love sports movies and sports shows, so... You know, just get some good like sports action. Go back to the hotel room, get some
the action.
Yeah. Get back out on the on
get some
the ring.
Ass action. Butts never looked so good.
Butts. There were some butts.
So, are you going to continue?
Yeah, I'll continue watching. Yeah. Of course, I'm going to finish it. I'm going back and forth between that and Task. I get them mixed up a little bit sometimes.
No. If you
be like, Mark Ruffalo, get back on the rink.
Task and Heated Rivalry, those two shows do not go together at all.
This task force has got to get these guys.
Yeah, Task is
they're
like,
playing hockey too well. They got to stop them.
Oh my God, such a dark, aggressive. I do have a question. Do you think because of Heat of Rivalry, people are now going to like, everybody's going to want to watch hockey and go to hockey games?
It's a matter of how much the NHL is going to like adopt.
Lean into it.
Because like sports are traditionally not very, they haven't been very accepting and very like, there's no, I don't know if there's any openly gay players in the NHL.
NHL is known for their fist fights. So like, dude, this Stanley Cup. I think the first game, two people go to fight. Instead, they just start making out. That, so hard.
Oh, my God.
It would be the most watched sports game this year. The Super Bowl wouldn't come close.
Yeah. I hope that they do. Because I am so ready for these, like, hetero males to be sitting there being like, but, like, also pretty much into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to be watching, being like, get back to the ice.
Whatever sport, like, goes, you know what, we're going for
you
that.
You love hockey. get back to
I
the
will
ice,
say,
boys.
I watched a lot of ice hockey when I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, you were in Boston.
But
where Heated Rivalry, some of it takes place.
Yeah, I know, but we don't see... That was my only qualm, I wanted to see more of Boston and whatever.
The Heat Rivalry is an impressive show on a production standpoint because I think the budget's really small.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're managing to do with such a small budget is actually pretty incredible. It's actually a very contained show.
They shot all in Canada.
I would assume. I think it's a Toronto-based production. But a lot of it's hotel rooms. A lot of it's like, I'm very impressed with shows and movies where it's like, at a certain point, you're like, wait, they shot most of this in one room. But they made it feel bigger than that. And that's Heated Rivalry.
The chemistry is just so...
Chemistry's great.
The chemistry's great on screen. And then if you watch like TikToks of them doing interviews, they just have so much fun together.
Oh, yeah.
So much respect, so much fun. They just have really good chemistry.
Yeah, the acting is fantastic.
Yeah.
Are they in a relationship in real life?
No, I think one of the guys is... I think one of the guys is straight.
The guy who plays Shane, I'm pretty sure is straight.
I know him.
Yeah. So I do a pretty good job at it. Before I started watching the show... I feel like a month or so ago when it was out, I was getting a lot of DMs and things being like, are you watching Heated Rivalry? There's Shane in it. And I'm like, great, man. Yeah, that's how I work. If there's Shane in anything,
I'll watch it.
I have to watch it.
Wow, people think that you love yourself so much. That's so
His name
wild.
Is spelled differently than mine, but, you know.
He looks totally different, too.
He looks very different.
I will say, I don't want to say anything because you haven't watched it, but when you watch it, there's moments where you're just like,
oh, I've heard that the first three episodes is like, oh, that's the sex. And then after that, it's like, oh, it's just a genuinely really sweet, really great show.
Yeah.
But it's shot really well. It's written really well. And the acting's great.
Maybe I'll check out the last three episodes.
Shall we get into some subreddits?
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
I was searching all day yesterday, but Selena found a few as well. So we're going to start with a simple one that Selena found. This is called WTWFOTMJAJTRATCAB.
Why?
What that stands for is when the water flows over the milk jar at just the right angle, that creates a bubble.
Oh, we
Sometimes
love that.
I get a good feeling.
What is happening? These guys have way too much time on their fucking hands to be like,
Sorry, Courtney had me watch Burlesque recently.
Wagon Watch Shushit.
I was watching that and I was like, Amanda is Cher.
I am literally Cher. Wagon Watch Shushit.
Wagon Wheel Watch Shushi.
God, Cher, when she has her solo in Burlesque,
solo
and you're
insane.
Just like, what's her song? It doesn't matter, but she's
it's like midnight.
Hit it. It's
like, oh, we need to run. She's like, sure, hit it.
Yeah,
I can't lose my club. I can't lose my
that
club.
That movie's insane.
It's the best movie ever.
It literally starts, it's just like, it's like Christina Aguilera walking into this club and also just like, ah, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. It's just like, what the
Tess, give me a chance.
Oh, wagon watch Shushit.
Courtney had the volume up so high, when Christina Aguilera blast that, our cats ran upstairs.
Dude. That movie
complete
is
pivot.
The best movie on this planet.
That is what Courtney said, and I was like, yeah.
No, it is the best movie
ever.
I No, no.
It is the most 2010 movie to ever exist.
And I'm sorry, but it's every girl's dream to be like, yeah, by night I'm a burlesque dancer.
The bartender who wears a bowler cap and only a vest.
Yeah, and he's just like.
I'm like, that's 2010 as a guy.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Panic at the Disco.
Moving on. Yeah.
Okay.
So what we have here are photos. So for our listeners, we'll do our best to explain it. But you know, it's kind of similar to like laminar flow, right? Mm-hmm. Where when the water hits something just right and it creates this perfect shape.
Yeah.
So we have a few images here. We have decrystallizing Chambord. So I guess they had Chambord in the freezer.
Okay.
So they're pouring water on it and it creates a perfect
I love that.
Year around it.
Wow.
We can put the image up. It looks gorgeous. For our listeners, it created a perfect bubble over a Chambord bottle.
Doesn't that make you want to be a little frog in there?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a little frog underneath there.
I want to be a little frog underneath.
Look at this.
There.
This is over a soy sauce bottle. That is a perfect,
you love
perfect
to see it.
Half sphere.
I like to call that a water tit, and that's a good water tit right
a
there.
A water tit?
That is a water tit.
You can say that.
Ooh, milk jug effect at a beautiful fountain at Disney. Wow, look at this one. That one's a perfect bubble.
Now that's a milk jug.
That's a 10 out of 10 right there.
Oh, boy.
Why does a Disney fountain look like they're, like, in Italy? Like, what?
That's what they're going
that's
for.
That's what messes me up sometimes at Disney, where you're just like, whoa, I'm in Italia. But you're like, no, I'm in Disney.
No. Well, that's because different lands.
Yeah,
you know?
No,
it's like
yeah.
Frontier land.
Yeah.
And Paris.
Yeah, Epcot.
As a
kid, is insane.
As a kid, whenever I'd go in the lines at those Disneyland places, I was so little, I could kind of get behind things and see areas you weren't fully supposed to.
Oh.
And it was very interesting to see the difference between like fake cobweb and real cobweb,
yeah.
like on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, oh, this is fun. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, no, that's real spiders.
You're like, ew, yucky. Disney's yeah. not fun anymore. Real stuff, yuck.
I hate this. I want only illusion.
Yeah.
Okay, our next subreddit.
Okay.
That one was a pretty good subreddit.
That was a really good subreddit. I love, like, imagery subreddits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The next one is Boston.
Oh, my God. Let me see. Give me this. Okay, these are the ones that I found because, as we're talking right now, obviously, huge snowstorm. But I found some Pats fans ones. This is Boston, and it just says Pats fans. And it's, like, a bunch of dudes in Pats jerseys pushing, like, a probably a Honda Civic in, like, I think 5 feet of snow or
sure.
above.
It's, like, negative 10 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? This was my life for a long time. You were like, oh, I have to leave. And then you'd leave 2 hours early just to shovel out your car.
Ooh,
yeah.
You should just
awful.
Not go anywhere.
Growing up in Arizona and living in Los Angeles, I have such a romanticized idea about snow and living in the snow. But I'm sure living anywhere with snow, you hate it so much.
You, what happens is the first snowfall, you feel like, oh my God, it's snowing. And then when things get canceled, you're like, what the hell? And then you really have to dig out your car to get anywhere.
Yeah, my brother, because my family lives in Colorado, so my brother was like, dude, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. to shovel out the driveway. It
yep.
sucks.
Yep.
I'm like,
damn.
Ah, just to have another chore.
Yep.
Like, that sounds awful.
I know.
Dude, just get like a snowmobile at that point. Just commit that 6 months out of the year you have a snowmobile, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's how you're getting around.
You know what you do is what we did growing up is we, like, made friends with the plow guy who did our street, and we would be like, can you do our, because they're not supposed to do your driveways.
Wow.
They get paid by the town, by the city to
but
plow
if you slip
the
them
streets.
If you slip them a Benji.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't people have heated driveways?
Those people are rich.
Dude, that's an insane amount
yeah.
of money.
Those people
are
rich.
I saw a video of someone, like, installing a heated driveway. I was like, that's crazy.
Those people, that.
Yeah, I'm just sure that's an absurd amount of money.
I'm kind of like, no. I think there's something about if you're going to live there and choose to live there,
yeah.
you need to spend the hour shoveling. That was
right.
my upbringing. It's just like my mom was like, I'll give you girls $20 to shovel for 2 hours. We're
holy.
Like,
I think wherever you live, you have to earn it. Like in Arizona, if you're going to live there, you have to run full speed out of cacti at some point.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
Just to experience it.
You have to sizzle the bottom of your foot at least
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, you have to walk barefoot
yeah.
out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you do. Okay. This is another snow one. Whomever gets this spot at my spouse's spot in East Boston after we leave, you're welcome. I don't know why they mentioned
Whoa.
The spouses. So, East Boston. So there's this picture.
Oh,
there's
my God.
There's so much snow. So there's this
the car is completely covered.
He's about to shovel out his car, and that means that
he has created an open spot.
And those are hard to get.
Damn.
How fast can that... This car is completely covered in snow. Truly a mound of snow. How fast can that happen? Is that overnight or is it...
This is overnight. This is like an hour, an hour and a half. So the best thing to do is start to shovel out. Then once you've kind of shoveled out, you turn your car on, you heat it up, and then you have to ice scrape the top.
Oh. No, I think I'd just die in my car.
Well, yeah.
I think I'd leave my car.
I think I'd be like, I'm not getting that back.
You know what? If I was on the East Coast, dude, I'd be building tunnels. I'd be a tunnel from my house to my friend's house. That's it.
Everyone in Boston should just go underground.
No,
just
you would come out of your house like a normal Bostonian and just be like, oh, fuck.
This is wicked shitty.
Dude, zip lines. I get on my roof and I zip line where I need to go. I avoid the ice in the street.
Well, some people ski. Skiing down the Somerville bike path. Somerville is where I used to live. It's around Cambridge by Davis Square. These people are skiing down the bike path.
Just like cross-country skiing, which you were talking about before we were filming.
Basically to get to work.
You were trying to convince us that it's fun.
It is fun.
Dude, no.
I don't think it sounds fun.
It is fun, and it's really, really hard.
Hey, you know all the joy of skiing? What if you did it on flat land? What if you didn't ski?
You ever ran a marathon with weights on your feet?
Guys, it's fun.
You ever ran a marathon, but you're kind of stuck?
That's East Coast in you. You like get tortured your whole life, and you're like, wait, it's actually fun.
Being from California, I feel like a place called Somerville is telling you when you should be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
It's right in the name.
It's not spelled summer.
No, it should be.
Oh, it's
spelled
S-O-M-E-R.
Somer, like somber, like sadness.
Like only some of us stay for part of the year.
Somerville.
I loved Somerville. It was so fun. Okay, here's the last one in Boston.
Sorry, you just made me think of East Coast Smallville. I'm so sorry.
East Coast Smallville.
Nice. Bostonian Superman.
Yeah, dude, don't trust him.
I'm flying wicked fast right now.
Yeah. I love that show. Anyways.
You would love Smallville, huh?
I loved that show. Why?
How many seasons did you watch? It was on for like 50 years.
Oh.
Did you watch the... It was truly on forever.
Smallville was on... No, it wasn't.
It was on for... like 9 seasons.
No, it had like...
Guys.
Smallville was on forever.
I watched everything Superman. I watched the Lois...
Lois Clark, and Clark?
Lois and Clark.
10 seasons.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I watched it all and then, you know, about the cult that those ladies were in. I also watched that.
Smallville. You're going to have to tell me another episode where you tell me about
Smallville,
all the cults.
Smallville, one of the Nexium. Leads from Smallville was in a
cult. Was in Nexium?
Not one.
Nexium.
Multiple.
Multiple from Smallville.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
The lead girl.
Wait. Multiple people in one cult or one person in multiple cults?
The first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, wild. Pretty fun. All right. New Year's in Fenway. This is actually my favorite. There's something that you should know, but there's just, it's
what
just super snowy and a high heel, open-toed high heel, sparkly like stiletto.
Yes.
That's silver. Here's the deal about Boston. It doesn't matter how cold it is or how snowy it is. Women are always going to wear like it's the summer. They're going to wear little skirts and high heels and no jacket because they don't want to carry it. I was one of them.
Incredible.
Wow. So this
And they
picture,
got platinum blonde hair.
They've got
spray tans. Is that crazy? By now, the Patriots might have won the Super Bowl and you're going to have to go platinum. No, I'm just kidding.
I might go platinum. Anyways, so this is like my favorite last picture. I might go platinum.
Can I ask, is Boston a city when like the Patriots or the Red Sox or a team wins, is the city crazy? Because when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so have you heard about how when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they grease up the light posts.
Oh, so no one can climb
them?
So
people don't climb them.
Oh, that's so smart.
And they still find a way.
Oh, dude, squirrel technology against them? So smart. Holy, dude, next get the aluminum.
But like, is Boston that type
Boston
of... It's gotta be. They're nuts.
They are absolutely crazy. And the time I experienced the most, I was at college at UMass Amherst, and... I think the Red Sox won the World Series.
And they broke the curse.
They broke the curse.
Kurt Schilling's sock.
Cars were flipped over. Cars were on fire. There were 1,000 cops on horses with tear gas. Every chick in their dorm room was just flashing people. It was a very thrilling, fun night. Also, living in Boston, they tried to like flip over buses. I don't think they oiled up any of the lampposts, but they should have.
Yeah, because people were climbing on them.
They should have, like, stuck all the cars Wait, in Boston, to the
they
ground.
Used the Boston cream. Took me way too long to get there. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Nice.
What happens is you got there, and then you immediately said it took me way too long to get there.
Because it did.
Land that plane, tasty, Noah. Land it.
Sully that joke.
Yeah. Come on.
Dude, Fenway was my favorite place in Boston. I went as a kid. That was, seeing the Green Monster was incredible.
It's my favorite place.
I've heard Fenway Park is amazing.
It is. It is so fun because they have old school stands. Everything is right there. They close off the streets. You like walk the streets. There's amazing food vendors. The Bleacher Bar is like the best spot to be. It's a bar underneath the bleachers.
Oh, that's
cool. Out in the outfield, and they open it up. So you're just sitting there. You can watch the game in the outfield.
Sports that's games cool. are really fun.
I love the Red Sox. Because
I went to the AFC Championship game with the Broncos against the Patriots, and it was like a bunch of Patriots, Broncos fans, and a snowstorm happened midway through the game. And like everybody
setting.
There was just like kind of having a great time because it was so insane. We were all covered in snow, but it was awesome.
I love Damn. That.
Even though the Broncos lost, I still had a great time.
Well, I was watching the Patriots game with you, so.
What?
On the other side. I was watching the Patriots game.
I know. We were texting each other. I was sending her photos of me covered in snow. It was fun.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
Heated.
Yeah. Honestly, though, there was a really sweet moment because I was there with my brothers and there was Patriots fans. And, like, we were all talking shit, of course, at times. But at one point in the middle of the snow, my brothers and I and some of these Patriots fans, like, grabbed each other. We're like, this is what it's all about.
Because,
like,
that.
The snow was just blasting us. We're like, well, we're not leaving.
Dude, I feel like that's a male platonic Hallmark movie.
Totally.
That's what you just described. You go to the football game in the snow.
Yeah.
You get the people on the other team, and you guys just become best friends.
Well, it was kind of like us against the elements, too, right? Like, the game was happening, but it was also like, we're not going to let this snowstorm scare us away.
I love that. I miss going to games like that.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Rocket Money.
Yeah, and this was my face when I thought about organizing my finances.
Oh, nice. Well, this was my face when I thought about organizing my finances.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think it's time you used Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Tell me more now.
I'm going to. With Rocket Money, it can take your transactions and automatically categorize them across all your accounts. And you can get a little silly with customizable categories and tags. This can help show your spending patterns. Shane, I know you're trying to save to get a perm, very expensive. Rocket Money can help you meet your goals. Best thing about Rocket Money, I love using the app because it consolidates your checking, savings, investments into a single dashboard.
Wow, now my face looks like this.
Oh, God, you're sick. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show, buddy.
Back to the show. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
This subreddit has been probably one of my favorites recently.
Mm.
And it's been popping up a ton on my feed, and it's always a blast. It's called Top Character Tropes.
Ooh.
And all it is, so the way it works is someone will post a character trope, whether they hate it, they love it, whatever.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
How do they feel about it? You post a trope, and then all the comments have to find other examples of it.
Love it.
And it can be kind of anywhere. It could be video games, TV shows, books, movies, or real life. Sometimes people are like, here's an example in
real
life.
Did you already have this on there?
We've mentioned this.
Didn't I send this to you? I sent this to Selena. I was like, oh, we should do this one. That's so funny.
Yeah.
They're so good.
A bunch of good examples.
Perfect.
So the first one that I have is love trope. The main cast in a horror movie isn't a group of morons. And their examples are the townies in Tremors. Because they truly are like figuring it out. And they're like, they're not just dumbasses. And then the prime example is the Arctic crew in The Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're truly a team of scientists.
Thing.
And someone points out, it's like, throughout that entire movie of The Thing, I'm trying not to spoil it too much, they truly do the smartest thing
that they can,
that they are aware of. They're just being outsmarted and outplayed by this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really epic. Then the top comment in response is the team from Predator. Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of them. It's like, they didn't know they were fighting an alien.
Yeah.
So
dude, if anything,
they're doing
everything
they can.
A great job at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because from their perspective, I'm in a movie. For them, they're really just like shooting at nothing in a jungle.
Yeah.
Like fully nothing. And they're pretty close to doing it.
And Arnold at the end, like, he doesn't. It's why, so there's the movie Prey, right? Which was a woman, a young woman.
That was such a good movie.
A Comanche. I think she was Comanche or Apache. And I think she's Comanche. And some people were like, oh, this is like, obviously the super toxic people come out and they're like, oh, of course they have like a woman. It's like Arnold didn't beat the Predator because he was strong.
Mm-hmm.
He beat him because you have to outwit
exactly
the Predator. And she outwitted him as well.
Outplay.
Exactly.
Survivor.
And we're back to Survivor.
Love it.
I need to rewatch Predator, but I loved Prey.
I love Prey.
I've not watched Predator Badlands, but I'm kind of like an alien Predator fanatic. But I've never watched Alien versus Predator.
Wait, mm-hmm. Do we think that Alien did the movie Alien, do we think that that group of people did a good job?
Yes, that was also an example in here. People were saying that they are a good example
at
as well.
At first, no.
I mean, I think they're reacting in a smart way. People are just pointing out, like, a lot of movies, I don't like when people die in horror movies purely out of stupidity.
Scream?
Mm-hmm.
I get scared when people do everything they can. I think Halloween's a good example.
Halloween is so
good. I think Jamie Lee Curtis does respond, like, she responds very well to Michael Myers and is like, I'm going to stay away from this.
I love Halloween.
I'm going to fight back. I'm going to go where I should go, try to get help the way I can. But he's truly this force that keeps coming.
Mm-hmm. That was filmed in Pasadena.
Yeah.
They still, like, shut down that house during Halloween and you can, like, walk through it.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
I went there one Halloween and it was just a Michael Myers standing on the porch waving at everyone.
Hey, guys!
Hey!
Another trope is when a character goes to prison and befriends all the prisoners.
Oh, my goodness.
Arrested Development
is my first thought.
Arrested Development is brought up here.
No, yeah, Paddington. Paddington does it.
Paddington.
Sorry.
And Paddington is the top. It's the one that they posted. They go,
yes.
Paddington.
Yes.
Paddington 2. He goes to... When someone explained the plot of Paddington 2 to me, they're like, because I've seen Paddington, and they're like, have you seen Paddington 2? I still haven't. But someone was like, oh, Paddington 2. And I'm like, what's the plot? And they go, he goes to prison. And I was like, they send a sweet little bear to prison.
Dude.
It's like, he goes to prison. That's the plot.
I heard it's a really good movie.
It's really good.
People say it's the best movie of all time.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. People say Paddington 2.
Do you agree, Noah?
I have seen Paddington. I do not remember it. I was way too high, and I cried too much. I'm not even kidding. I got too high, and I cried too much. I know the first one, cried a lot, and I loved it. The second one, I got too emotional. I truly don't remember it.
Oh, my God.
I know I've seen it, because it's on, like, a watch history.
I think you need to watch it again.
Yeah, but it takes me a while to watch things that make me cry.
No, yeah, that makes sense. It's hard to see.
The Post has two examples. It's Paddington 2, and then Cecil from Invincible, which is the comic show, but George Sr. from Arrested Development, also Tobias later in the series. It happens multiple times in Arrested Development. It also happens two or three times in Avatar The Last Airbender.
You're right.
Aang
befriends all the prisoners.
And I think it's Uncle Iroh.
Yeah.
Is it him that also goes? Yeah.
Wow.
It's
I guess
interesting.
Technically Zuko.
This subreddit makes me realize, like, how often tropes are used. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's such a specific trope, and it's...
I feel like every movie has seven different stories, and they're all just using all of them with, like, similar tropes, and it, we love it because there's like a nice familiarity to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's like reading books.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like the same tropes.
I like cliche.
Me too.
Like I think it's
but
around.
But it can be done differently with the characters and the relationships.
It's always a different taste.
Yeah.
Here's a very specific one: censorship accidentally making things worse.
Oh, yes.
And
oh.
Where this happens a lot is they reference a lot of cartoons. Primary example of this, and there's multiple aspects in this, is Sailor Moon from the 90s.
I love Sailor Moon.
Oh.
So in Sailor Moon, Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus were a lesbian couple in the original Japanese version, but were censored to be cousins in the American dubbed version.
Oh, so we loved it even more.
Inadvertently making them seem like an incestuous lesbian couple.
Bro.
And people recalled this. Our friends who I watched some of the show, I didn't watch it
all the way through. I loved Sailor Moon.
But people were like, yeah, it was weird because it's like, oh, we're cousins. But there's some weird tension because originally they were supposed to be a couple. Now, it also, in Sailor Moon, someone pointed out later on, don't forget Fisheye from Sailor Moon. Fisheye is a feminine presenting male. To censor this, they just fisheyed, they turned them into a female, but they kept the above scene where at one point they take their top off and they're shirtless. And they're like, so rather than having to explain that Fisheye is male, they would rather have a flat-chested female flash her chest to everyone.
This makes no sense. Censorship is just...
It's silly, right?
It's
and it kind of shows like, we make things worse in the process
of
trying
it.
To...
If you're young, you're watching it, you're like, oh, do I have to like my cousin?
Yeah, you don't understand. And the other example they give is Batman the Animated Series. Censors didn't allow depictions of death, so the victims were shown frozen in place, eyes wide open with eerie smiles and no explanation. This is somehow even more disturbing. And they have this photo from it where the Joker had taken out some people.
Wow.
And it's just like, oh, are they just like in a horrible... stuck state.
Who decided this?
I know. They're just not thinking about it. It's like, but...
Can I real quick, I just want to say, being a censor is secretly a dream job of mine, kind of like being on jury duty, where it's like, it sounds like hell, and that's kind of what I like. I would love nothing more than to be in the mud with some of the dumbest people all trying to explain why we need to, like, censor something, and just sit there and just go through the minutia and just get to explain why what they're suggesting is the dumbest thing ever.
That makes so much sense to me. It does actually make me talk shit.
It makes me wish I could be in the room for when they're, like, deciding the rating for a video game?
Yes!
Like, what's that process like?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wow. And I'm like, do they really play the game? Like, what are they doing?
Do they just read, like, a description that was given by the people who produce it? Who knows? I want to be in there.
And you want to also be on jury duty?
Yes,
if it's
until
the right
I was actually
case.
Asked, and then they were like, oh, yeah, it's $15 a day.
Right.
I can't do that.
Okay, you want to be in a place where you can, like, play both sides and almost be like devil's advocate and be like, okay, here's why this doesn't work situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be...
It's like devil's advocate, but if I'm the angel. Like, you want something to happen, so then I get to sit here and just be like, what you said is so fucking stupid. Explain to me, but now break it down into points, and we can go one by one why what you said is stupid, and we can maybe make it better.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like, I would
maybe
love to have that be a
lawyer.
Job. If I had less ADD, I probably could have done it. That's what I was going to do before I committed to Smosh. That was my out in the contract, was to go to LMU to be a lawyer. Yeah. And then I was like, the entertainment industry, I don't really see... I'm not about to be an entertainment lawyer, and I didn't know if I necessarily wanted to get into criminal law and, like, tort stuff, and it doesn't matter.
Hey,
instead, I'm here.
You still can.
I feel worst like, choice.
Because being a lawyer is one of those jobs that media makes it sound cool, but I'm like, gotta be one of the most boring jobs on the fucking planet. When I almost got jury duty last year, that whole process, I was like, I would die if I was, because these lawyers, it's so mundane what they're going through.
I feel like I would love it. I wish time could stop so then I could do it.
Sure.
I genuinely don't have time.
I love reading, but not like they're able to read boring shit.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. Ugh. You know what would, the last 3 days of jury duty. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Just the last 3 days.
You just want to stop.
You tag it. You're just like, all right, guys, what I missed.
Yeah, you're
the closing cases.
Guilty.
And then
you're
like, deliver.
Yeah, he's guilty for sure.
Uh huh.
I can't stand it.
They're like,
shit.
This is a civil case. Yeah, he's guilty. Go ahead, present him to jail.
So execution?
Yeah, kill him. This next one is when the example is so iconic, the whole trope is named after it.
Ooh.
So one of the top comment, because I'll go to the post, the top comment is jumping the shark. We've all heard the term, jumping the shark.
What like is that originally from?
So when
wait, Henry Winkler, right?
You got it.
Fonzie.
When people go to the show, like, oh, it's like, how's it doing? It's like, oh, the show jumped the shark with that episode, or oh, the movie jumped the shark with that. It's a phrase that's used when it's like, they've gone too far, it's about to like lose its quality.
Got it,
All right, it's not good anymore. Yeah. On Happy Days, there was in one of the later seasons, the Fonz is dared to jump a shark on water skis. This is considered by many to be the defining moment when Happy Days started to decline in quality.
Well, yeah.
I guess some people were saying that there's an opposite name for this trope for when a show finds its footing and begins to improve, called growing the beard. And it references Star Trek Next Generation, when one of the characters started to grow a beard and like, I guess the first season or two of Next Generation.
Are we talking about like not Parks Kirk, but the secondary? Picard. So Picard is there, and then who's his second? Is his second the one who grows the beard?
The second grows the beard.
That's what I was about to say, because watching the show, that I would agree with that.
I've heard Next Generation is like one of the best shows.
Oh, wait,
time.
They're so saying fun. Growing the beard is like when a show, leveling up?
When yes. a show, you know how most shows, the first or second season are a little bit like, you got to get through it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
like, for instance, one of my favorite shows, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I feel
so
like
good.
The first season is kind of like...
They're figuring it out.
They're figuring it out. And then second, third season. I think the third season, oftentimes with shows, is like, that's always the best season.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Third season rocks all the time.
I'm still watching Breaking Bad. Still.
Whoa, and where are you at
season,
right now?
I'm on the last season.
Oh.
I thought the third season was incredible.
Third
but
season
then the
is.
Fourth season was like,
fourth
what?
Season might be the best out of that one. Mm-hmm. Third and fourth seasons are always insane.
Yeah.
So there are examples, though, and you might not get some of these. Equivalent Exchange from Full Metal Alchemist. Power it comes at a proportional cost. Now, here's one that blows my mind. Have you ever heard the phrase... when someone's talking about like a traumatic event that someone like you did this to me, it's like, I'm sorry, but I don't remember any of it. You don't remember? For you, that was the most important day in your life. For me, it was a Tuesday. We've heard that phrase.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know what that's from?
What?
Street Fighter, the movie. From
Wow.
The is Street 90s. Fighter Jean-Claude
Van Damme?
Van Damme?
Yeah. That movie is regarded as being a dog shit movie. I didn't realize that badass quote is from it.
Damn.
It's M. Bison saying that to Chun-Li, I think.
But
and then she kicks his ass.
That's the best time. That's like the climax time where they come and they finally face the person that has been like ruining their lives forever.
Yeah.
And it's usually like a daughter, father, or whatever, son, father. And then it's just like...
Yeah, the villain is like, dude, that was another day.
Right.
There was another post that I didn't pull of like the trope of... When it's like, I'm here to avenge my father. And the villain goes, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very common trope as well also is badass. And then they also reference Doombot, you destroyed a decoy. The real deal is still out there. Like, that was first presented by, I think, Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four in the comics.
Mm.
Where it's like, they think they beat Dr. Doom. And it's like, oh, no, that was... Not the real Dr. Doom. There's a decoy.
Well, that can also work for when you face your enemy, your father or whatever, and then he's just like, I don't even know who you are. And then you have to face the real enemy, which is like inside yourself.
Whoa.
It's actually you.
I love
this. This is one of my favorites. Love trope. Story hints at the existence of some cosmic supernatural horror, but it's never definitively confirmed within the story, which remains grounded.
Yes.
Their example is True Detective Season 1.
Oh, love it.
I love that show so much. And in it, it's like them searching for a serial killer. But throughout the entire show, watching it, you think there's going to be supernatural elements. There's weird shit where like the killer leaves this sign that's like this spiral. And at one point, like Matthew McConaughey looks out and these birds in this area create that spiral.
Yeah.
And you're like, is there like some weird mystical stuff going on? Never confirmed, though.
Yeah.
But you just kind of have the feeling of, like, maybe.
I feel like all of True Detective kind of did that. But what it was is that, like, the killers were always in this, like, culty kind of psychological place that it made it feel like, oh, are we all tripping right now?
The setting, too, of, like, kind of like Everglades. Like, like just out of civilization, but it's not too far.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So good.
An example that's brought up is Moby Dick. Because in the novel, the whale's described as having strange carvings on it, is seemingly invincible and covered in harpoons.
Yep.
People have visions, dreams, and warnings while hunting it. Everyone who encounters it seems to be a bit mad or have some extreme misfortune. Comes across as very eldritch, and there's some minor evidence it even served as an inspiration for Lovecraft. Ahab's obsession also following very Lovecraftian themes. Or it's just a fucking whale.
Well, no. That's the thing is our brains as humans, we will not accept the logical answer. So yeah. We want to create all of these. Now, here's the deal. The newest True Detective that was set in Alaska, like a part of me, they had that kind of fantastical kind of element, but I was kind of interested in that, like the indigenous element of that. There are spirits that have like passed on that are calling you because it's like it's dark 24/7 during a certain period. Like I kind of want to believe in that, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's your mind as a person trying to like, you know when kids experience trauma and they create a monster,
yeah,
like a monster in their room or something like that. It's kind of like that.
It's something I love in movies and TV shows. Same. I love the like, is there something more happening? I don't know.
Right. Personifying your fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. There's the movie. I need to rewatch it. The movie The Lighthouse with Robert Pattinson.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's,
that goes crazy, but it's kind of in a fun way.
Similar where it's like, it's probably about a madman, but it's like, are there mermaids?
Yeah. If there's mermaids, multiple crimes.
Of course there's
mermaids. Humanity and mermaids, I think. But I want to say
either way.
Yeah. On that trope is a lot of the times, and it's usually done horribly, is they do reveal kind of what might be supernatural and try to make it logical, and usually it completely destroys something. But when it's done well, it becomes my favorite thing ever. Both of you, have you guys watched Dark? Netflix Dark?
Yes, I have love not. Dark.
I need to watch it. I know that it's apparently...
I've yet to see a show better. That show came out like 5 years
ago.
I've
heard it's the most like perfectly
Dark
tied up
so
show.
Incredible.
They do three seasons and it's like done over 3-4 years. I have to be like from the first episode, you knew what the last episode was, and that's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
Jonas. Yellow.
I need to watch it.
Raincoat.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I've heard... someone described it being one of the most perfectly like tied up shows.
Only time of recent history that the trope of actually revealing it is better than you not revealing
it.
That's probably the only time. Yeah. And I want something else like it. I have yet to get it.
The creators tried to do a new series. I was not a big fan. The ship. I forget what the ship was called, like 1972.
Oh, I watched the first like 2 episodes and I wasn't into it too. I didn't know if it was because it was period.
It just wasn't.
Yeah.
That. Interesting.
It didn't hit as well, which is okay.
Huh.
Yeah, definitely watch it. Everyone watch that.
Okay.
It was so good.
Before we get on to these other ones, I want to talk about there is a subreddit called the Museum of Reddit.
Oh, this is fun.
And the Museum of Reddit, it's all the most famous things that have ever happened on Reddit, like old school stuff.
Oh, fun.
I only pulled one thing. And I can't remember if I brought this up in one of our last Reddit episodes, but it is one of the most famous comments on Reddit to the point that people quote it all the time. Like if you're surfing through Reddit and you're looking at a post, people might quote this.
Okay.
It comes from 10 years ago.
Who?
Cute.
And it's there was an Ask Reddit post.
2016.
Where someone posted, you can have sex with one real person from all of human history. Who is your ultimate lay? And someone comments. Top comment goes, I'd like to have sex one more time with my wife who passed away from cancer 9 years ago. My body yearns for hers. The ultimate downside to finding the one is she may die young and leave you wanting.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
And someone commented beneath that saying, I also choose this guy's dead wife. And someone commented under that, holy fucking shit, my dude. It is...
Wow.
Did the guy comment on the comments?
I don't know.
You can't bring this to me without that closure.
I what? Don't know. I doubt it.
There's something
that
so,
is so
great
insane. It's about, insane.
About someone taking a real question and taking it so to heart, and then someone being like, yeah, I want to get with that lady too.
I also choose this guy's dead wife.
It's like you get a
like
special
one of the most
place
heartfelt,
in hell.
One of the most heartfelt, legitimate comments you'll ever see. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then for someone to read that and go, yeah, let me type this up right yeah. now.
You know what, though? You kind of need that because I can sometimes be that guy who's like, well, I wish that blah, blah, blah. And my husband will be like, yeah, or this. And I'm like, what? It just like takes you out.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously from Reddit stories, reading so many Reddit comments, I feel like you can tell that so many Redditors are striving to hit that type of comment.
Mm-hmm.
That people are every Reddit post has
people
snarky,
trying to be smart.
Snarky, uh-huh. trying to have a witty comment, and it never hits that well. But man, that one,
I love
that
it.
One hits, and it's kind of the like it's the gold standard.
Creme mm-hmm. de la creme.
Nothing has topped that, really. There might be some others that are up there, but that is the famous one.
I mean, in a really weird way, he's like kept the memory of that woman alive forever now.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's just very strange.
Everyone remembers her. That guy's dead wife.
And it's, dude, that's unique.
Oh,
I
God.
Gotta call it unique.
It is so unique.
That is so perfect.
Okay, that's the only Museum of Reddit one I have.
What? That's the only one.
I have another one that I found called Delusional Craigslist.
Wait, people trying to sell the craziest.
And someone posted rare quadruple peanut, $500. And it's a peanut that's got four peanuts in it.
Quadruple
is that
peanut?
A real?
That's a real peanut.
Why 500?
Come on, okay, you find a quadruple peanut.
Wait a minute.
I don't care. I don't care about it.
I for sure have found it. I've eaten enough peanuts
I
in
think,
my life.
I do not think quadruple peanuts are that rare.
It's not $500 rare.
Who the hell eats peanuts?
Everyone at
a
Texas
baseball
Roadhouse.
Game? Yes, they did. Yeah. And they
I
put
love
the
Texas
shells
Roadhouse.
Right on the floor.
You just throw them on the floor.
That was fun as a kid.
Yeah, remember? They would be like, it's your birthday. You want to go ride the horse? And you're like, I'd like to sit in my seat, please. No. Anyways.
Next up, someone is trying to sell for $18 72 mild sauces.
Wait a minute.
Actually, a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math on that.
How many Taco Bell orders do you have to get 72 of them?
I think you usually got to pay a quarter a sauce if you're getting more than four.
It took them an hour to set those sauces up like that.
You know what that is? That's someone's severance package. They just got fired.
they're like, here's mild sauce.
He's like,
they're
can
I get
fired?
One hot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Can I get fired? It's like, no, you're fired.
Yeah,
you're
get out
of here.
You're fired. You get mild sauce. Damn, bro.
Damn.
Another subreddit is confidently incorrect. I think I've brought this one up before.
Love it. That's me all day.
It's
I love
so,
it.
It's so insane,
love it.
Man.
That's Noah. Confidently incorrect.
We're going to argue before we Google because then it's a competition. It's fun.
God.
It was famous. So recently, there was a famous video of this penguin marching off into the mountains. And I didn't find this on the subreddit. But a penguin marching off into the mountains, and it was on TikTok, and someone commented, like, there was a quote, and someone's like, Nietzsche spoke of this. And someone's like, have you read Nietzsche? He's like, no, have you? And the guy goes, no. Just like, I'm like, that is so many conversations
that's
you
Reddit.
Find. This was on TikTok, but here are some confidently incorrect posts. So this is a conversation between multiple people. One guy goes, did you know mammals cannot be green? And someone replied, Kermit would like a word. And someone goes, Kermit is not a mammal. And that guy responds, LMAO, of course he's a mammal. His surname is literally the frog. It's so great.
What the hell is happening?
Oh, God.
What a life.
Kermit is, you know, he's a hand.
So technically, he's a mammal.
Technically, right? He is.
Kermit is the only mammalian frog.
Well, is Kermit the puppet or is Kermit the hand?
Kermit is the dream.
Kermit
is the vision.
He is not a puppet. Kermit is a real frog.
He's an amphibian. Yeah.
Kermit is an amphibian.
Okay.
He's real. He sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Enough.
Enough. Okay, someone said Spanish and Dutch are European. Someone said Dutch is, Spanish isn't. And he goes, Spain is in Europe. And this person responds, wrong again. It's in South America.
No.
And they respond, oh boy, okay, buddy.
No, buddy.
Wait, is that a time traveler?
Buddy.
They're like,
dark?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is like, this bro, a conquistador?
Yeah, it's 1542 over here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's so sad.
That's rough.
I love that no one else commented. They were just like, we're going to let this one lie.
We're just going to let you go, man. All right.
Dang.
The final subreddit that I have is hygiene.
Hmm. Oh. Let's talk about it.
There's a lot of posts. A lot of them are just kind of a little more normal. People just discussing like what they do, how often they wash their hair, like things like that.
Once a week.
But occasionally people will post things and they'll be like, hey, like I was told this is normal, or I was raised thinking this is normal. Is this normal? And it's like so far out there. Because people don't talk about a lot of hygiene things.
No, they don't.
We don't. We're very uncomfortable talking about some things.
We're very uncomfortable. It's like we don't want to admit. But
so a lot of like bathroom habits and things go undiscussed, mm-hmm. and people don't.
You got to figure it out, and yeah. You just cross your fingers you figure it out before you're 18.
Well, yeah. Bathroom habits are talked about. Shower habits are a little bit different. Everyone's talking about
that. So here's one that has me thinking, definitely. Someone goes, my roommate perceives me as dirty for reusing my towel, and now I'm so perplexed. I'm currently sitting in my room feeling pretty judged and honestly just confused. I moved in with a new roommate a couple weeks ago and everything was fine until this morning. She saw me hanging up my towel after a shower and asked how long I'd been using that specific one. I told her it's my towel for the week and I usually just swap it out every Sunday when I do laundry. She looked at me like I just confessed to a crime. She said she uses a fresh towel every single time she showers because reusing one is swapping bacteria back and forth. Growing up, my family's logic was always that you're at your absolute cleanest when you step out of the shower. You just scrubbed yourself so the towel stays clean. You just hang it up, let it dry, and it's fine for the next day. My mom and grandma have always done it this way. Now she's acting like I'm a walking petri dish. She says the dampness makes it a breeding ground for mold, but it's just water and it dries in a few hours anyway. I genuinely didn't realize people were out here doing an entire load of laundry just for towels every few days. It seems like a massive waste of time if you're already clean. Am I actually gross? Like, how many times are you guys using a towel before it goes in the hamper? I'm starting to wonder if my whole family is just an outlier, or she is.
First of all, she's ruining the environment.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
First of all, she's killing the moon.
First of all, the moon is dying because of her.
First of all, she's the worst person I've ever seen in my life.
Washing your towel every shower is
7 towels a week.
I want to speak on this because that is how I used to live, and I think the difference is whether or not you have in-unit laundry. When I still lived at my parents' house, I could do towels whenever. So I could do
towels. Do you use a fresh towel each shower?
Now, living in an apartment, I will not share a towel over days, but I'll share a towel with my girlfriend. So technically, they are correct. A wet towel sitting in any part of your house is going to grow mildew mold to some degree, obviously. That is normal, as in the normal person has some layers of this on them all the time because most people can't do enough towels to have one fresh every day.
Well, I mean, if it's sitting on, it's drying. The top comment, I think, kind of nails it because we live in LA, which is pretty dry.
Mm-hmm.
So it can dry off. Like, it's not like it's going to develop mold, I would hope, because
where are you hanging it that it's not touching anything? Well, or not near your toilet?
You're hanging it off your shower.
A towel rack.
A
towel rack, so it's perfectly.
But where's your towel rack?
It's in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
But
where you take a poo-poo pee-pee.
I don't take poop flush, pee in the bathroom. I just do it outside.
I poop upward.
For a banana.
Someone said, I've found it varies wildly depending on where someone grew up. If you grew up somewhere super humid, your towel never really dries and it gets gross fast.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see that maybe if you're near the equator, if you're somewhere tropical, that maybe it's like, yeah, you have to swap them out more because they don't dry off. But like growing up in Arizona, that place was so dry.
Yeah.
You hang up your towel, even in the bathroom, it's dry after an hour.
I definitely reuse my towel. Not like over many, many days, but
I think once a week isn't, I would never judge someone for once a week.
I wouldn't judge someone for once a week, but I will say
after a week, it starts to be like,
I would say even a week is a little like,
I think you got 2 days of putting that on your body. After that, that's a foot towel.
I'm going to say like 3 to 4.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You use a towel like you do jeans? How does that make you feel
when
you
say
it like that?
What do you mean? How often do I wash my jeans?
Yeah.
Not that often.
But that's what you can get three
Maybe
to four
like once
wears
every 5 years or something.
Really? Oh my God! I was like, wait a minute, you got to be wearing real denim.
A lot of like,
I was like, wait, that checks. Whoa!
A lot of like raw denim enthusiasts are like,
yeah, you don't wash raw denim.
Put them in the freezer or whatever.
Yeah.
On the topic though of showers and stuff, there was a comment. It was asking the question: do you shower at night or in the morning? Showering before bed, pros, keeps your bed clean. It's relaxing at night. If you wake up late, you are still clean. Cons, you might smell sweaty if you sweat during the night. If your bed is dirty, then you are dirty for the next day. These are all things I could think of, but I would love to know what you do and why you do it.
If I'm going to wash my hair, which is normally once, maybe twice a week, I shower at night.
Okay.
I sleep with my hair wet, which I know people are like, what the hell is wrong with you? Yeah, yeah. So I lay out like a cotton thing and then I sleep with my hair wet, which I know people like you could get sick, but it works better for my hair
because
it's curly. And I just like showering at night. I just find it to be better.
It's very relaxing.
I want to get into bed like clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
That's my vibes.
Yeah, I usually always was a morning shower. If I'm going to work, I'm always going to morning shower. Depending on how bad my depression is, maybe that'll change. But when I'm doing good, always gonna morning shower. And then night shower as well if I'm gonna be like in bed with my girlfriend or anything like that, because she's like germophobic about the bed. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But I am like a night sweater. So even if I shower at night,
you have to
like
shower.
In the morning, I'm gonna shower. Yeah.
You're still gonna sweat.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I'm a morning. I shower, morning every time. Because my hair. I have to wash it. Like my
every
hair.
I didn't even think about that.
I wake up and my hair is. People talk about how insane my hair is all the time. When I wake up, it is in insane ways. And unless I shower, I cannot manipulate it.
Really?
That's so interesting because you'd never expect that.
Because if I sleep on my side, my hair is just straight up. It's like truly, like,
you
even if
really
I wet it in the
hair.
Sink, it, like, I have to, like, so I need to get in the shower to get it to a place where I can rework it.
Do you have really straight hair?
Yeah.
Like, if you grow your hair, would it be stick straight and blonde?
Yes.
Whoa.
My hair, when I was a teenager, it was really long, and it parted straight down the middle because I could not get it to not do that. Straight down, and then because of my shoulders and stuff, it would, like, flare out.
Whoa, you were, like, full 60s, dude.
It was ridiculous,
man.
I was
wonderful.
Wham.
That's amazing.
Not Wham. What's
no, no, no. You were
Mbop.
Hanson Brothers.
Yeah.
You were the Hanson Brothers. God.
No, I wish I was Wham.
Yeah, I was like.
No, they've got volume. I wish I could have George Michael's hair. His hair rocked.
Oh, it's coiffed.
No, my hair was not coiffed.
You
my
have
hair
really
was
straight
flat.
Hair.
Bam.
I would love to see you with like a blunt cut. Just like,
whoa.
It truly would just be flat.
I like it.
Dude, that's if you ever booked like the next Austin Powers. That would be, you're that henchman.
I don't think they're bringing back Austin Powers.
No? Damn.
No.
Yeah.
No. Remember when I did Austin Powers impression?
Did it go well?
We did a short of it and it got like 0 views.
Yeah, oh, no one knows Austin Powers.
It got like -10 views.
Yeah, people left.
Well, I guess Austin Powers now also is like very sexually forward and people might not get the irony of the character he was
people
doing.
People didn't like the gold member. anyways.
Well, that's all the subreddits.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love subreddits so much. I want to dig more into subreddits and then bring them back. But okay. I only found boss in this round.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's fine.
Hey.
Noah, thank you for being here.
Yeah, dude.
Thank
love
you
it.
For journeying into the subreddits with
of
us.
Of course.
Yeah,
you're not, because you're not, like, huge into Reddit.
No, no, I don't have an account. I don't like to have an account on Reddit, but
I don't
either way,
I'm
like,
a,
knows
a,
who you are.
I'm an anonymous lurker.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are just lurkers.
But you know it's what's crazy about Reddit is like, it'll suggest like fun things that, you know, and also just the most random stuff. Even though I don't have an account, half the time it's like VR tuber or like random just stuff that I'm not interested in, but it's like number 12 in all of Reddit. I'm just like, dude, I don't...
It's interesting.
I'm obviously out of current Reddit culture, if that makes sense.
It's all over the
place. That's okay.
I mean, it's really all over the place. It's interesting to see what niche communities exist. Mm-hmm.
It is actually really fun.
I'm always really fascinated by that.
You know what's cool about Reddit? The final thing I'll say is the way that topics now can spread between subreddits is very interesting. Mm. Before, it was very much... more segmented before it entered kind of the current social media energy of it. So it is unique where, like, I will be able to get news, but because it's, like, in all the random subreddits. It's not even because I'm looking for news at this point.
It's all spread out.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Wow.
Well.
Thank you so much, Noah, for joining us
today. Of course. Thank you for letting me be here.
Of course.
Enjoyable.
Always.
And thank you all for listening and watching. And let us know in the comments down below if there's subreddits that you found that you want us to talk about, find posts from. Because if you found some hidden gems, let us know. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Wash your towels. Bye, y'all. Bye.
Wash your towels.
Do you guys want to submit for Traders with me? Traders US?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.